Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Amy Warren, 131 Glades River West, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Amy Warren, UAFFA.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is John Horner. I'm an attorney in Georgetown with Tunnel and Razor on behalf of Lisa Lawson. Ms. Lawson is requesting relief from the 15-foot setback on the side of her property for the house that is currently sitting 14.4 feet back from the deck and 14.6 feet back from the house. Little history of the property. She built the home, built the home in 2007. At that time, at settlement, no survey was done, and a certificate of occupancy was issued by the county, and she was unaware of the setback violation. Since then, it's constituted a cloud on the title, and the physical structure of the home cannot be moved. With that cloud on the title, it makes it hard to sell the property or in order to build on it or have any action on it. We believe the character of the neighborhood and the property will not be affected by this variance, and the difficulty was not created by the applicant at the time. The adjacent homes and the neighbor have issued a letter of support. They do not have any issue with the variance. We believe that it's the least modification possible in order to obtain the result necessary. So that's all I have. Is everything I've said true and accurate?
Yeah, actually, the home was already...
Ma'am, if you could step up to mics and catch it.
I'm sorry. The home was already built when she purchased it, and so she didn't have any involvement with the building of the home. It was a spec home, and since this time, the builder's gone out of business.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickards?
You feel it's a survey error? Is that the way you feel?
I believe that originally it was a survey error. Correct. I believe the foundation was placed maybe 15 feet, and then maybe when the siding went on and it was measured, there was
survey
just that slight...
can go the tenths of a foot, so...
Correct.
That's all.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Callaway, no questions. Hearing them. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter from a John F. and Denise Clemens in favor.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,240 based on the applicant's description of what had probably happened here at the probably a severe error for 0.6 feet, and it's, it represents the least modification possible of the regulation. So I believe he's demonstrated the standard for granting a variance, so there is uniqueness to the property. 72 feet in the front, and I believe there's a variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards. Second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,240. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,240 is approved.
Case number 11,242, Richard Reinhardt, north of Road 235A, Wilson Farm Road, north of Crescent Court, being Lot 14 within Starlight Meadows Development. Tax map ID is District 235, Map 7, Parcel 217. A variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Richard W. Reinhardt, P.O. Box 1684, Seaford, Delaware.
You are?
Ann Downs, 5 Crescent Court.